It is now called to order. Would you like me to repeat that, or did we get that? Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus.
Here.
Trustee Dennis Barsima.
Here.
Vice Chair John Butler. Trustee Veronica Herrero. Trustee Aiden O'Brien.
Here.
Trustee Leland Strom.
Here.
Trustee Eric Watsowitz.
Here.
Board Chair Montel Gales.
Thank you very much. We will move to agenda item number 2. Mr. Perry, would you please confirm that appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have quorum present?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. You have a quorum present and appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
Thank you very much. We have a quorum of trustees present and in person for today's special meeting. Moving on to agenda item number 3, the meeting agenda approval. Before approving today's agenda, there is a typographical error that needs to be corrected on the agenda. The installment amount in the action item should read $333,333.35 and not $333,033.35. So, may I have a motion to amend the item to the correct amount of $333,333.35.
So made, Strom.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Athus.
We'll take the second from Trustee Athus. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, now, subject to that amendment to the agenda item, may I now have a motion to approve today's amended agenda?
So moved, O'Brien.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Wazowitz.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? The agenda for today is approved. Agenda item number 4, chair's comments and announcements. I want to welcome any University Advisory Committee representatives who are present today. The current UAC representatives are Felicia Bohannon, Benjamin Creed, Brad Kripe, Larissa Garcia, Natasha Johnson, and Thomas Kaczynski. Do any of you who are present today, which I see you in the corner, do you have any comments for us today?
No, we do not.
Okay, thank you so much. But thank you for being here. I will save my comments for the discussion of the action item, which will come up here shortly. But I do want to thank the trustees and everyone who is in the room today for making the effort to be here today for a special meeting of the Board of Trustees that was not scheduled up until some weeks ago. So making time to come to a special meeting, in particular right after the first of the year, is always a strain on people's schedules. So thank you for being here. Thanks to the trustees for making the effort to be here. The three trustees who are not able to be here just were not able to get it into their schedules, and their lack of presence here is not a reflection of their position on today's vote. We move on to agenda item number 5, public comment. It's at this point where we recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and the NIU Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board. Mr. Perry, have you received any timely requests to address this meeting?
We have no public comment this afternoon.
Okay, thank you. Moving right along, we move to the important thing now. Agenda item number 6, President's Report number 184. And at this point in time, I would ask Dr. Freeman to present the report.
Thank you. Agenda item 6A, membership fee for Northern Illinois University to join the Mountain West Conference. This is a dynamic time in college athletics. Conference realignment has become common as schools and conferences seek to keep up with industry changes and maximize revenue available to support the changing student athlete model. In this context, Northern Illinois University has accepted a formal offer to join the Mountain West Conference as a football-only member. This move will allow us to grow our strong football national brand and will put all of our athletic programs on a more sustainable track moving forward. NIU football membership in the Mountain West Conference will be effective on July 1, 2026. At that time, we will join football programs from the United States Air Force Academy, University of Hawaii, University of Nevada, Reno, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, University of New Mexico, San Jose State University, University of Texas, El Paso, and the University of Wyoming in the Mountain West Conference. We are pleased to join this prestigious group of universities with strong athletic, academic, and research programs. In Agenda Item 6A, the university requests the board approve obligation of $2 million for the membership fee required to join the Mountain West Conference, with the understandings that the fee will be paid in six annual installments of $333,333.35, and that this fee and other transition expenses will be covered by conference revenue distributions and guarantees rather than paid from current institutional funds. Specifically, the university recommends that the Board of Trustees approve $2 million for NIU to pay the membership fee to join the Mountain West Conference as a football-only member with an effective date of July 1, 2026.
Thank you, Dr. Freeman. May I have a motion to approve the amended item 6A?
So moved, Wasowitz.
Is there a second?
Second, Strum.
Okay, thank you. So now for discussion, I'm going to ask the trustees, just so that we all have the ability to ask questions, that we ask one question and we'll just keep going until we're exhausted with all of our questions. I will start. I've got the gavel, so I'll start. It's been discussed at length of our position and our intention to have a break-even budget for fiscal year 26. Can I assume that this will not hinder our progress towards break-even for fiscal year 26?
The university is committed to a balanced budget in fiscal year 26, and this will not hinder the progress at all. In fact, it will probably help.
Okay. Thank you. Next question, Trustee Athas.
I know one thing that we're exceedingly proud of is the academic achievement of our athletes. And I wondered if there's any impact on that ability to compete academically because of time, distance. You know, is that something that's been taken into consideration?
So I'm going to start, and then our athletic director, Vice President Frazier, is here too. He may want to add to this. But I want to say that we are very, very proud at NIU of the culture we have set in intercollegiate athletics, where our students' performance in the classroom is as important as their performance in competition. And you see that manifest in the expectations of the coaches for students to go to class, in their willingness to prevent students who are not performing academically from participating in competition. It starts at the top. And because of that, we would only have considered moving a sport to a conference, moving any sport to a conference that upheld the same high academic standards. And that is certainly the case here. We're very familiar with these universities. I know many of the presidents, many of these universities work with national laboratories on research and student engagement, and I sit with them on a number of national committees. And I can say that every single one of these universities has the same culture that we have. In terms of the travel, this may not be immediately intuitive, but although the distance is further, the fact that the games are played on the weekend and the travel is done by plane will actually be less stressful for our football students, athletes, than the current schedule, which involves longer duration bus travel and midweek MACtion games, where students really find it hard to avoid missing class because of the Tuesday and Wednesday night playing times. So we feel very positive about this move from an academic standpoint, and we will continue to have the same high expectations and provide the same terrific support to our student athletes. And I do want to say that while, you know, I am complimenting our coaches and the culture in athletics, our advisors and our faculty across this university understand the demands and the contributions of student athletes. And so we're very proud of the fact that we have student athletes in all majors across sports, which is not something every school can say, because of the flexibility and commitment of faculty and advisors across the university to student athlete academic success.
Thank you. I'm really pleased to hear that.
Sean, I don't know if you want to add anything.
Okay, we'll bounce over to this side of the room. Trustee Strom.
Thank you, Dennis. And this question may be more aligned toward Sean Frazier, our athletic director. I'm one who loves history, loves tradition, loves legacy, and the 4 decades that we've been part of the MAC conference has certainly brought a lot of that. There's a lot of history there. But it's been, so obvious in the last few years, the upheaval and change that's going on in college sports with the NIL, with the portal, the transfer portal, and those issues. So much change has evolved, especially when you look at the football conferences. My question is, with all of that disruption, and you look at what's occurred, that the Mountain West is now looking for teams. That was driven by basically the gutting of the Pac-12 conference, where a lot of those teams left to go to the Big Ten or the SEC, and then the Pac-12 needed to bring teams in, so they're bringing five schools out of the Mountain West that are now going to join the Pac-12. My question is around the long-term security and certainty of the Mountain West Conference. And Sean, I mean, you'd be more attuned to this than anyone, I think, to know where are we in the spectrum of change in this realignment? Are we still in the early innings of this? Are we mid-game? Are we in the later innings of change? Could we find ourselves potentially in a position where the Mountain West is still open to change in coming years? There may be teams flowing in and out of that conference. I mean, I even heard recently that there had been rumor that eventually the Pac-12 and Mountain West could merge conferences. I'm just curious of where we stand in this, and the question of the assessment of what is the long-term security of a conference like the Mountain West, in your mind.
Sean, could you make sure you use the microphone? Yeah, please.
Thank you.
All good questions. I wasn't really prepared to defend my dissertation, but I will make that happen today. I think all well said. I think that we're somewhere in the middle, to answer most directly, in the evolution of expansion. I've been involved with a number of expansion activities, both at currently here in the MAC, as well as my former institution at University of Wisconsin. And I would say that we are probably getting to a point where football has done a number of things to the landscape significantly, and I would say FBS football. I think to answer your question directly is that I do see the Mountain West having probably some more adjustments. They've added 2 non-football playing institutions. They've added now a football only. I can see some other interest about solidifying maybe another football member, possibly in the future, all in the pursuit of having certainty around their TV contracts and the like. I do think that for us right now, the ability to use our brand to garner the level of support and sustainability is a big thing. I think that we present a lot of opportunity for the Mountain West, and so does the Mountain West to NIU. So I think there's a win-win right away. I also think that there's probably going to be some more change within the Pac-12. I don't want to pontificate too much on what I think is going to happen, but there could be some joining of brands. The way I look at the Pac-12 and the Mountain West is really just one brand right now. We will all be a group of 5 or group of 6 institutions. And I think it comes down to what's happening with the larger Power Four conferences, the SEC and the Big Ten. They hold a major chip in the future of FBS football, and they're going to do a lot of dictating of what happens. I think what this does for us is give us some real good leverage for the future, whatever that looks like relative to a group of five institutions coming together. I've been very vocal about a group of five championship many years ago, back in 2016, which now it's starting to be a revelation in 2024. I think we put ourselves in a situation because we've worked really hard with our donors, our supporters, our board, our president, to make sure that we have an opportunity that others, quite frankly, wish they had. I'll just put it that way. So I think there's more to answer your question directly. There's probably going to be one or two more changes. I think that getting in front of it the way we have on this day is a great thing. So again, ready for the next evolution of college athletics change. But I am feel certain that right now, in this moment, and for the future, that this is a really great day for NIU.
And I appreciate very much your observation, the commentary. I think I shared with you a month or so ago in a conversation. When I view this, when change occurs, there are those that create the change. And certainly the NIL, the transfer portal, and the initial changes, those were the pieces that created the change. Then there are those that can participate in that change, and then there's those that are on the sidelines and watch the change. I'd rather be a participant in that change and take the opportunities when they present themselves. So thank you.
Yeah, what you said is very well said. The four major issues on this is that the NCAA House settlement, along with the transfer portal, along with name, image, and likeness, and then dealing with the college football playoff, are so major dynamics to the landscape of college athletics. Not to react to them would basically mean that we would be setting our fate at that point. All four of those are ones that will change and have changed the college athletics landscape, and that's what forced our change this day. So we at least are at that point where we have people who want the NIU brand, NIU football, our academic and athletic success, and that's a great thing.
Thank you.
Aiden, do you have a question?
Did you skip that?
I'm going to go back and forth.
I'm used to it.
No.
Yeah, you mentioned the NIU football brand. So my question is, what other advantages will this move bring to our football brand, for our football brand, specifically to our players, our increased recruiting ability, or whatever that may look like?
While Sean is walking to the microphone to address the football piece of it, I will just say we are excited about the university itself having more exposure in the Mountain West region to students and prospective students and families from that region. But Sean will talk about the football piece.
You know, as we did this research, and I talk about, you know, the big thing that happened in this process is back in 22, we saw USC and UCLA jump to the Big Ten. That was a watershed moment for me. I was really shocked at that point, and so was the commissioner of the time at the Pac-12. That really showed that there's going to be a pathway and more change. And eventually what happened was the demise of the Pac-12 at that point. I think this opens up markets. This opens up recruiting, not just for athletics, but obviously for the institution. To be on a different landscape, so to speak, not that we do not recruit in these areas, is that now we'll actually be active participants in these different markets. So that's going to create some opportunities, and we're going to explore that. We're putting together a transition team that's not just athletics-based. It's going to be an institutional committee that takes a look at how we can maximize those things. So we will be in meetings. The president's going to go through an orientation process with the Mountain West. There's a lot of things that are going to happen with that, and we're going to engage the university and the campus proper to make sure that we really maximize this time. Did I answer your question on that? Yeah.
Thank you. Trustee Wasserwitz.
Thanks, Dennis. First of all, I just want to say thank you to Lisa, George, Sean. I know this isn't something we just dreamed up yesterday, and we're having a meeting today on this. But I do want to ask the question one more time. I mean, we have a fiduciary responsibility to the students and the taxpayers of the state of Illinois, and that this is a budget positive action that we're doing. Everybody's in agreement with that?
You want to take the first one? I'll take the second.
We are very, very comfortable with this being budget positive.
Okay.
Very, very comfortable about the guarantee and the fact that this is a positive on our budgets, for sure.
Okay. And now I'll turn it back to me being an alum and a fan and a member of the board and everything else. I mean, I remember long enough, I'm old enough, I should say, to remember when we left the MAC and became an independent, and then we came running back to the MAC on that. And a lot of that, I think, you know, some of the reasons I'm sure was money related, but also competitively as well. And competitively, can we do this and that? I mean, we play well in some big games, that's for sure. By the way, who Notre Dame lose to again? I can't remember. So, but, you know, competitively speaking here, how comfortable are we with this, given, you know, what's happened in our history in the past? How do you feel?
Yeah, let me address the history piece, because that's a big, big piece. I really, being here 12 years has given me an opportunity to talk to our living former athletic directors. I've been able to have an engagement with them. I really do believe I'm a student of history and making sure that we do the right things based on the available data that we have. 30 years ago or so, you didn't have the four major conditions that I just outlined relative to the House settlement case and the requirements, the transfer portal, the name, image, and likeness, in the college football playoff. So those are major tenets in the backdrop of the decision-making that went into this particular process. I think at that time, not to second-guess my predecessors, there were some things that they wanted to accomplish, and I'll give them that. I think in this age, this era of looking forward, it's clear that we have the ability to compete on the national level in FBS football, and we've proven that, not just the fact that we knocked off Notre Dame, and I'll say that, put that on the record. But we've done this on a consistent basis with institutions that have more resources than ours, and we've been able to compete and stay there, especially over the last few decades. Going into the Mountain West and looking at the competition and just our bowl game this particular year, we've proven that we can compete with anyone in the country. And I feel really comfortable with the leadership of Coach Hammack, and our coaching staff and our student athletes, that we can do that. Coming in, the expectation of the Mountain West is to be extremely competitive, to the point of that we're not looking to come in and just win games. We're looking to win championships. That has been the identity that we've had, and I feel really good. I won't say comfortable. I feel really good that we're going to be able to do that day one when we go into the conference. It still will take yeoman's work to do that with support and others to be able to make sure we field a team both academically and athletically. But I feel really comfortable based on the data and the things that we have done, our track record, to be able to do that day one on 2026.
And I have a lot of confidence in you and Lisa, our whole team here. So thank you for the work.
I appreciate it.
I have another question. To continue Eric's theme, as we enter the conference, some of the teams that have exited the conference and gone to the Pac-12 have very big football budgets, Boise State being one of them, just played in the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. Where will we stand going in competitively budget-wise compared to the new alignment of the Mountain West? And again, that will give me some indication of our ability to compete. Yeah,
we're certainly not last, I can tell you that. We're definitely mid-level. There are requirements for operational budgets that are outlined. We feel comfortable that we can scale up rather quickly based on the guaranteed revenues and other things that have been put out there. So we will be there. I'm really, really kind of bullish on dollars, right? We do a lot with probably a little different level of resources with some of our folks in the MAC as well as nationally. So you know, if it was all about money, there would be a whole bunch of national championships out there, right? I do feel comfortable that we will not be coming in low and not being the highest. We will be where we need to be able to be extremely competitive. I think our location is such a great thing, and our ability to recruit and where we are in the footprint, especially in the Big Ten, it's going to give us certain advantages. And we've maximized that as a MAC member, and we will do that with the Mountain West or whatever we end up being. I think we can do it really well because we have a track record of really maximizing the resources that we have. So, again, not low, not high, just right.
Great. Good. Thank you. Another question, Rita?
Sean, I know that this is a football only at this time, and what are the thoughts about where other sports will be going?
Well, it's a great question. We are a proud member of the MAC. You know, when we went into the situation, it was really more about sustainability. It was about the future. It's about skating to where the puck is going to be. It's about making sure that we have a certain level of certainty about what's happening at the college landscape. We're going to work through the issues with the MAC. You know, there's a process. We're going to be in the MAC for another academic year. It's not until 26 is the football piece of it. As we go through the process of working with the MAC, we'll see exactly where that goes. If it is that that we're not in the MAC, we'll have other options available. That's a real big key to us. One of the models that we looked at prior to even entertaining any particular offer was what some of the service academies, Army and Navy, have been doing for eons. You know, they are in a great conference called the Patriot League, high academic and athletic. They do a great job. Before NIU, I spent a number of years in the East Coast where I had hockey as Division I, and then the other sports would be either Division II or Division III. The model has been there for years. It's just, at this point in time, looking at the landscape, how we were going to address it. Could we do this here at NIU? So this opportunity is presented to us, but we're not going to do it on the backs of our other Olympic sports. We're going to make sure that we are regional, competitive, highest level academic, academically and athletically. So I feel really good, but I'm a proud MAC member, and we want to make sure that we support that, that being our number one choice at this point.
Thank you.
You got it.
Lee?
Just to dovetail onto Rita's question, is there any potential financial risk to the other program, sports programs here at NIU?
Financial risk?
Maybe with the football program going to the Mountain West, is there any positive or negative financial impact on the other sports here at
NIU? No, we, if you're meaning sponsoring the same number of sports, absolutely. Right. I'm fully supportive on doing that. I fight vigorously. All the administrators know that I love my 17 programs, and I do not want anything to happen to them. We will fully fund and fully support them and make sure that we can compete academically and athletically, for sure.
I guess just adding on to that, I'm just curious what the mood or sense is of your athletes here at the university.
It's a really good question. I have a really good relationship with our student athletes. I often talk about that I have 430 children. That's the way I look at it. They don't like the word children sometimes, but I say young adults. And it's really good to be able to see the development here at NIU. I've raised three children in this community. I feel really comfortable on how the campus and the community embrace our student athletes and how we really work together with a shared agenda. There's going to be difference of opinion on certain competitional issues. MAC has been fantastic for us. We do know that it's never been perfect because we're an outlier school being here in Illinois, and most of the conference is really a Michigan and Ohio-based conference. But we've had great times, and we want to continue that. So whatever we do, whatever we end up, we will make sure we will have to replicate that experience. That's a key component fundamentally for the championships and the quality of experience for our athletes is to be in a conference that wants us, supports us, and we excel academically and athletically on a regular basis.
Aiden, did you have any more? You good? Eric?
No, I'm fine.
Rita?
I don't have another question. I just like to make a comment and thank Lisa and Sean and George and Matt. And we've approached this issue how we approach all issues at this university, thoughtfully, comprehensively. And I really like the fact that we are dynamic and we understand that to be sustainable in the future, we need to take every opportunity, weigh it, and if it fits the university, go forward. So I want to thank you all for all of your work on this. Thank you.
Lee?
I'm good.
Are we good? Going once, going twice. We good? Okay. Okay, with that, we have a motion to approve amended item 6A. We have a second. We've had discussion. Ms. Dole, it's time to call the roll.
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Vice Chair John Butler? Trustee Veronica Herrero? Trustee Aidan O'Brien?
Yes.
Trustee Leland Strom?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Watsowitz?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales.
Get ready, Mountain West. The NIU football Huskies are coming in 2026.
You still have to adjourn the meeting, you know.
Agenda item number 7, are there any other matters that require the attention of this board today? Okay, hearing none. Agenda item 8, the next meeting date, the next scheduled meeting of the full Board of Trustees is March 20th of 2025 at 9 a.m. here in this room. The board does not need to go into closed session today, so we will move to agenda item number 10, which is adjournment. May I have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
So made, Strum.
Is there a second?
Second, Wasowitz.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? This meeting is adjourned.